Good morning, this is Monica and Louie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a therapy tool has been developed by a Brisbane dentist and entrepreneur duo to target dental anxiety by rewiring the brain. At least half of the population has some fear of anxiety about going to the dentist, according to new research, University of Queensland School of Dentistry. Brisbane dentist Ian Davies and entrepreneur Regina Roll Wilson's therapeutic intervention, which requires patients with dental anxiety to watch a 4-minute video for 90 days, has been found to significantly reduce dental anxiety. They will now expand their research to analyze a wider sample. In a statement to the ABC, a participant in the study said that the research had been important to tackle her phobia, and now she had started to attend dentist appointments.
In national news, online retail is still booming in the face of cost of living pressures, according to a new report by Australia Post. The National Mail Service found that online spending grew by 2% in the last 12 months, with a 4.4% increase in online purchases in the last quarter compared to the same period last year. The report linked end-of-financial-year sales and other tactics by corporations to increase spending as responsible for this increase. Australia Post's Post and Parcel General Manager Gary Starr said in a statement to the AAP that while consumers may be shopping online more, they are more likely to be opting for less expensive purchases.
The Northern Territory's peak body for Aboriginal housing has called on the political candidates to increase First Nations input into home design and improve government accountability ahead of the election. Chief Executive Sky Thompson is calling on all political parties to act in order to give Indigenous people in the Northern Territory access to decent, affordable homes. The Northern Territory has a homelessness rate that is 12 times greater than the national norm, according to NT Shelter. In 2022 to 2023, 1 in 25 people in the NT received homelessness assistance, which is higher than the 1 in 95 national rate. According to the body, better building designs are needed for the hard territory climate, which only will get worse as climate change intensifies.
In international news, Ukraine has ramped up its mobilization drive to replenish troop numbers in its battle against Russia, with draft officers patrolling streets in Kyiv to sign citizens up to the military. Earlier this year, President Volodymyr Zelensky lowered the draft age to 25 from 27 and overhauled its mobilization process. These changes have allegedly got the country's mobilization effort back on track and has led to doubled conscription rates. Ukraine's forces have struggled in recent months to hold defensive positions against Russian troops in the west of the country. Troops are desperate to be replaced, with many serving for more than 2 years without rest. Ukraine has refused to state when they plan to demobilize long-serving troops.
According to World Aquatics, Chinese swimmers competing in the Olympics in Paris will need to have passed at least 8 drug tests this year as they face increased scrutiny following prior scandals. 3 months ago, the New York Times and German broadcaster ARD revealed that 11 athletes were using performance-enhancing drugs when they competed at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, which was the first time the case was made public. The athletes triumphed with 3 gold medals and avoided suspension. To re-establish trust with athletes and coaches, a panel created by the swimming governing body suggested that World Aquatics regularly release information on athletes who were temporarily suspended for possible drug offences.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with strong winds in the morning, easing throughout the day. It is currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 19. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website. 4ZZZ.org.au/news.